Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst.
Analyst
for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Look how in sync we are. We did it right.
Closing the year on a high note.
To the end of the year. I know. Our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, we got back-to-back wins here. Great night for the Falcons, but I do think Kirk Cousins' Christmas suit might be stealing the show on social media today.
But that, he had forgotten to put it on. He had actually put his sweats on to go home. And then got a text, I believe, from him, because it's his wife who had gotten the outfit for him. He got a text from, I think, her or someone in the team with the team had gotten a text and said, hey, has he got his suit on? And so he had to completely strip down because he was right to come out to talk to us post-game. He had his, like I said, his travel sweats on. He had to take everything back off and put on his suit. But, he looked pretty good. Looked pretty Christmassy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wife text Matt Haley was a story. Arch, I remember that's what he told you during your interview with him. Look, let's talk about Bijan Robinson. I feel like he's kind of gotten lost here in the fray a little bit with this Kyle Pitts hoopla, how good Kyle's played, and we can get to that in a minute. But Bijan Robinson, what, another 168-yard day. He just you remember watching a player like this? We've seen some good players. I know you've seen a lot of good players in your time, but this guy's just different, man.
Yeah, well, he's a special guy, and we're getting a chance to witness him here in an Atlanta Falcon uniform. There's only a couple of guys as Falcons that have done some of the stuff that he's doing. The 2,000 yards now from scrimmage, which he fell just short of last year with that outstanding performance he had a year ago. So, we're fortunate to see it. And I don't know that he's getting lost in it. I would be stunned if someone is missing the fact that number seven is the driving force as to why we're in position to win the last two games. And we've been in position to win four or five other games is because of the way he's played. But it's just fun to watch a guy that is as humble and as team-oriented as he is have these unbelievable performances, and really seems like each day or each game we see him do something. You think, wow, did he just do that? I think I commented one of the runs looked like you were down at the MARTA station and there's a bunch of people getting off the bus, getting on the train, and he was trying to get on the train, trying to dodge through all the people. making everybody miss. It was just another great performance by him.
I absolutely love that that metaphor when you utilized it on the game yesterday. Arch, I want to talk a little bit about Jeff Olbrich's defense. I think I would have bet my house. You and I talked about it in the pregame. I think I would have bet my house that Trey McBride would have had more than 27 yards receiving yesterday. And we kind of threw back and forth, you know, how much do you blitz? How much do you attack Jacoby Brissett? How much do you sit back? It seemed to me that Jeff Olbrich found the right balance. Jacoby Brissett on his season low in starts of passing yards yesterday. They did a really nice job. Even the Michael Wilson touchdown was great coverage by Kobe Bryant. It just seems like they had it all put together yesterday.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mike. I thought that there was a nice blend. They really did struggle again with the interior run game, you know, and that was one that maybe you're trying to pick and choose what you're going to take away. You can't take away everything. So are you going to be able to live with the fact that they're going to be able to, you know, hit you a little bit in the run game? And I thought that was a little bit disappointing that they were able to touch them up in the run game. But they seemed to have the answer for McBride. McBride was the one guy in the passing game you felt like could maybe be a guy that put numbers up that was probably going to affect the game. And four catches for 27 yards. Ultimately, Jesse Bates ended up on him in a couple of big moments, and Jesse made a point of him hearing about it. But he had been a guy that they'd moved around a ton, put in a lot of different places, and it just looked like that the defense was dialed in. We're going to talk to Jesse today on our player spotlight on the coaches show. I'm excited to talk to him because you don't see him get that animated. And I thought that McBride said something to him on one of the plays, and Bates made it a point that he was going to shut him down if he had him in his area. And as it turned out, it was on the exact same drive. There were two or three plays where, and Bates dropped the hammer on him in the end zone on a play that probably should have been a touchdown. So it was fun to watch the group help shut McBride down. And then, you know, you guys had talked all week long about how good Brissett had been, and talked about it in the pregame show. He was completing about 67% of his passes. And last I checked, I don't know, you guys can look at the numbers, I think he was right at 50%, which meant you created a lot more problems just distributing the ball to anybody. And that, a lot of that had to do with being able to pressure with three with four and occasionally five. But it didn't seem like they turned up the heat too much on him. They did a couple times, but it was a really nice mix and blend by Jeff Olbrich.
Well, Arch, like Bo said, and I think this was a scientific word, there's been a lot of hoopla around a Kyle Pitts as of late. For good reason, something seems to have unlocked for him. What do you think is gelling for Kyle as of late?
Yeah, I don't know if somebody took a leak in his oatmeal in the morning or what, but he was pissed off. You know, it's just that's what he plays angry, and that's the best way I can describe it. I don't know, Mike, I don't know if you've seen another player kind of flip a switch like this, but he's just playing like he's mad. And I talked to him again in the post game after the game. I go, dude, whatever you're doing, you know, keep doing what you're doing. He says, well, I've talked to you the last couple of weeks. You know, he and I've had a couple of private conversations and nothing that inspiring or anything like that. I'm not reading him from some inspirational book or anything to get him to do anything. It's just, he says, I got to talk to you every week, so I'm going to make sure talk to him. Obviously, a big one coming up on Monday night against arguably the best team in the NFC with the Rams coming in. We're going to need him to play angry again because he certainly has done that.
Well, there you have it. If we can blame Arch for Kyle Pitts not playing angry the last 4 years. So I blame you, Arch. We're always looking for one person to blame. But on the same level, kind of in line with what Ali's saying with the question, yesterday – Drake London returns 17 targets between he and Kyle Pitts. What did you see in what Zach Robinson was doing to kind of showcase both of these guys being on the field together with this new version of Kyle Pitts?
Well, I thought he did a good job of getting back to some of the stuff he did early in the year. Remember, we talked a little bit about this on you guys' show this last week. We talked about a little bit about it maybe in the pregame where he put them on the same side of the field. Some would say, hey, let's get one on one side, one on the other, and now you got to make a choice. Well, he's making people make choices with those two guys on the same side of the field. So I thought that there was some of that. I think he blended a little bit of what Drake had been doing for Drake, and then he blended in some of the stuff he'd been doing for Drake and had Kyle doing it. So I think that he mixed the opportunities up for both guys. Drake didn't have a great game yesterday. I thought he looked rusty. I thought that he looked a little bit hampered with what the knee was giving him. We saw him come in and out of the game. He dropped an early pass over the middle that was probably about a 20-yard gain that we just don't see him. He dropped those passes. I thought a couple of his routes, especially one-on-one on the boundary with his size, I thought he did a poor job of releasing up the field and creating space for Kirk to throw the football to him. So I don't think we got the actual Drake London that we're used to seeing. That'll be fun if he can get back to full health before the end of the year, and that may not be the case. We may have to wait till next season, and hopefully Kyle's a part of that next season. So there's a lot of questions to ask in the offseason, but I don't know that we got the full complement of the two. But I do think, getting back to what you were talking about, I think Zach Robinson mixed some of those opportunities that he normally has exclusively for Drake and mixed them in for Kyle.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
I'm glad you said that, Arch, because I've been really hard on Zach, and I've been frustrated at times with the play design, you know, much less the play calling. It's left me frustrated and kind of wanting more, but I got to give him credit, not just yesterday, but over the last couple of weeks, we've seen some stuff mixed in that we haven't seen all year. You actually made a comment yesterday that you think this might be the first time we've run two quarterback sneaks in the same game in quite a while. You also had some heavy looks, some unbalanced stuff, some jumbo. I just think he's doing a really nice job the last couple of weeks of finding different ways to get, the playmakers the ball. And what have you seen that's kind of unlocked Zach Robinson in that way? Is it just simply now, you know, Kirk Cousins under center and we can do some different things? Or do you think Zach has really, you know, dug a little bit deeper into the bag of tricks?
Yeah, I think it's all of that, Mike. I think that, you know, he's just in his second year. I think that we expected him to come in and be an aficionado and call in plays. And certainly if you've been given an offensive coordinator job in the National Football League, you'd like to think your guy is pretty dialed in being able to create a game plan week to week. And I think that there's been some growth for him as well. Understanding the personnel, understanding what guys can and can't do, understanding what he can get away with as a play caller. We got to give him some semblance of credit in the fact that he's been dancing between two quarterbacks for the last two seasons. Obviously, both seasons, he's had two different guys squeezing the trigger in there and two kind of very different guys in what they can do. You got a veteran player that understands getting the ball out on time, doesn't have a big arm, and you got another guy, a young guy, who's got a cannon for an arm that seems to wait and maybe not get off his first read to the second read. So there's a lot going on there that he's trying to negotiate to get the right play call. And then some of the stuff that's gone on with some of the personnel, some of the guys that have played well, like last year and Mooney and what Ray were able to do. And then this year, those two guys really haven't done very much. So you've had to adjust to that as well, too. So I think there's been a little bit of a dance in how he's called the game because of the personnel, but also his growth as well. I thought he did a couple of good things to get Bijan on the perimeter. We talked a little bit about some of the motions where he's creating opportunities for to kind of shrink the coverage, if you will, down where the outside defender kind of shrinks down with motion that's coming towards the formation. And then all of a sudden, Bijan Robinson's outflanks the coverage by getting out on the perimeter. I thought there were a couple of those plays where he created space for Bijan out in the flat, over 90 yards receiving for your running back. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on there. And, again, it's almost like, you know, the reason we haven't won the ton of some of these games we should have won early on in the year is there's a lot of things to point to. But certainly in the last couple of weeks, it's been fun to watch these guys operate at a good level.
Well, Dave, I know you've been busy. Do you have all your Christmas shopping done?
Ooh.
Yeah, the Christmas shopping's done. Did a little bit out in Arizona. I went out a couple of days early, as you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
Saw my son out there, which was pretty cool to be able to go out and visit with him. But, yeah, everything's locked and loaded. We've taken care of all that. It's easier nowadays than it used to be, Allie, because you can push a button on your phone,
yeah,
and the next thing you know, something arrives about 3 days later.
Attaboy.
Arch, make sure you have that Al Davis starter kit on Monday night for the Rams game. I think it might have been good luck.
Yeah, I'm just glad they didn't put me next to the Hobbit on the way back, because he had a tendency to eat all the little things that they put in your seat and stuff like that. So I appreciated that.
You asked for that, man.
Oh, I know. Look, what's an interview with Arch if he doesn't take a shot at me? I mean, yeah. I had to pull it out of him. He's a little tired.
We're all tired.
By the way, I want to give Bo credit. I didn't go with him to the stadium because he goes over and he does the pregame show with Mike much earlier than we used to go over it together previous years. And he walked the field, and there was you guys had a conversation in pregame about the field, the sloppiness of the field. He's the one that checked that out. And as it turned out, it came out, it played out. There was some stuff that happened. London fell down. It resulted in an interception, but there was some other plays. So his scouting on the field was top notch. So let's give him credit for that.
I'm the
grass scout for the team.
Well, Arch, thanks so much for the time. I hope you can get some extra sleep today. And we won't get to talk to you on Friday, but hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Allie, and to Grant and everybody out there that's listening. Merry Christmas to you guys. Appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.